Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. And in this second half of the show, I will be talking with Marie-Michelle Doré, who is the homestay coordinator for the Eastern Township School Board Student Exchange Program. We will hear the song by Jesse Reyes called Brother featuring Diaz first, and then we will hear the interview. So please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships.
Been a while since we talked, can't remember why we fought. You hide a smile, but when I say hi, it's second nature. We were kids, we were free, but the years give time some speed. I could use some peace before I meet my maker. Seasons change, and we're too old to hold a grudge. And I've lost a lot of love to hesitation. It don't matter if I'm sleeping, you could call me if you need me, love. Cause I'll probably just be dreaming of you. It don't matter if I'm sleeping, you could call me, you can hit me up. Cause I'll probably just be dreaming of you.
I've been gone before my fall, I still ask about how you are. Mom said you've been lost, but you'll find your way back. I don't know if you heard, I put a baby in my girl. You have yet to meet her, deep down I hate that. Seasons change, and we're too old to hold a grudge. And I've lost a lot of love to hesitation. It don't matter if I'm sleeping, you can call me if you need me, love. Cause I'll probably just be dreaming of you. It don't matter if I'm sleeping, you can call me if you need me, love. Cause I'll probably just be dreaming of you. It don't matter if I'm sleeping, you can call me, you can hear me, cause I'll probably just be dreaming of you.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Marie-Michelle Doré to the Townships at 12. Now, Marie-Michelle is the homestay coordinator for the International Student Program for the Eastern Township School Board. So welcome, Marie-Michelle.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about your role as the homestay coordinator and what it entails?
Okay, well, maybe you have heard of it. At the ETSB, we do have an international program. That means we receive students from all over the world that decide to come in our school to pursue education for a few months or a few years. And these students, most of them, they are grade 4, sec 5, so 15, 16 years old, and they are placed into a homestay family who's going to take care of them while they are studying with us. And my role is to make sure they are happy and well taken care of while they are experimenting the Quebec culture.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this project is an important part of the Eastern Township School Board?
Well, it certainly brings diversity in our school. It shows local students how different it can be elsewhere. And it's also a way to say, here we are welcoming everyone. You know, we it's a proof that our schools and our classrooms are open.
Mm-hmm. That's very important, I think. How does the project benefit the international students?
For them, it's a way to, most of them, their first goal is to learn a language. So it's improving their English skills and at the same time to be exposed to French language. So the bilingualism is playing a big role in this, in their project. And it's also a way to experimenting a new educational system, new culture, new way of living.
Okay, can you describe what the experience is like for local families who host these students?
Mm. Well, I often say that it's a way to travel while they're staying home. So it's really like having a new another child, but with a end date. So they are coming for a few months. So most of them will be for either half of a school year or the entire school year. And for the host family, it's a way to learn about a new culture as well. It's also a way to to make their home more dynamic, to have more people around the table and to share their experience.
Okay, it sounds very exciting. Now, how do you match the students with the homestay families to ensure a good fit?
Well, the pairing is done according to, first of all, the language that they wish to speak at home. So some people will, some students will decide to, will prefer to have a bilingual home. Some would prefer French or English. So that is the first requirement. Then we try to pair them according to their hobbies, according to the way of eating, their tolerance to pets, what they like to do as a family. So often, like for example, this year we had a student who really wished to continue playing volleyball, and he is now with a family who plays three or four times a week volleyball. So it's just a perfect match, actually.
It is. That's really nice. Now, what kind of support do you provide to both the students and the host families throughout the program?
Yeah, we are there to support them. It's a daily life that they're going to live, so it's going to be up and down, which is totally normal. We're there to support, to help them. We provide a training before the students arrive, and we go visit throughout the school year. I go visit in their home, discuss about how this new member changed their life, and we organize also activities. Monthly activities. Sometimes it's just for the students and sometimes it's for the entire family. For example, this weekend we're going to the Sugar Shack, which is something that they need to experience while they're in Canada, while they're in Quebec. So we're going to be gathering around maple syrup for a Sunday meal.
Okay, that sounds like a really fun idea. Do you have any stories or examples of successful homestay experiences that particularly stand out for you?
That's a good question. Many experiences. I would say that most of our pairing, they are successful. Often the host families are telling us that they receive, a Happy Mother's card, a Happy Mother's Day card, and they are in relationship with the student for all their life after invitation to wedding, or they go visit them in their home, in their home country later on, see how they grew. And it's a way to make culture closer.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. What are some common challenges that host families or students face, and how are they addressed?
Of course, sometimes some challenges arise. Obviously, all the academic part can be challenging for students because they are in different language, different setup. But the schools are there to support throughout the school year. And at home, you know, certainly everything concerning around the table, I would say, you know, we eat three times a day, and depending where you are on the planet, we all have different eating habits, which is sometimes confronting. But at the end, it's also a way to get closer.
Is there a growing demand for homestay families, and how can more families get involved?
We're always looking for good families. Yes, each year we have new host family getting into our network. Most of the host family like their first experience and want to renew. So they will do it for, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, sometimes even more. But we need to renew our family to have a great number of available host family in order to make great pairing with students.
Okay. Now, are you looking for, are single parents eligible too? Is there an age limit or anything like that?
Yeah, there's no particular setup that we're looking for. The only thing that we're looking is for great parents, whether they have children at home or children already gone from home. They can be even grandparents, but they just need to have a bit of time to be available to support a student and to give them a dynamic experience while they are in Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any goals for the homestay program moving forward? Are there any new initiatives or improvements planned?
Well, we are trying to diversify our clientele, meaning that we have a lot of European students coming in, also some South American students, but we're always trying to have new country representatives. So we're trying to get the word out there that ETSB is available for any students who wish to do an international experience.
Okay. Now, how can the community at large support this program, the International Student Program?
You bring a great point where the students, when they come to live this international academic experience, they're not only looking for school experience, they're looking for family, they're looking for community experience where they can really have a sense of what is it to live in Quebec. For example, I have a student who's doing well at school, but she was missing out on, you know, she wanted to do more, and she's just joining the Scouts group here in Lennoxville, and this is great. It's another way to experience the nature, to get new friends. So I believe the community can be a part of this whole international welcoming.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Are there any fundraisers at ETSB for this project?
Well, it's self.
Self-sufficient, I guess.
Self-sufficient, yeah. Mm-hmm. The students will obviously, they are paying for their tuition fees, and they are paying to for having a host family providing them with all their needs.
The host family gets some type of monetary...
reimbursement, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the host family, they do receive a monthly reimbursement, which is there to make sure that they can provide all the needs of the students.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone is interested out there in becoming a host family, what steps should they take to get involved?
To contact us, I'll be more than glad to speak with them. They can reach out through our Facebook group or through simply our website, etsb.qc.ca. There is a application form that they fill out, and we'll be more than glad to go visit them in their house. We are obviously do a background checkup for police record, and then we've verified the references. And if we do have a pairing, we suggest a pairing with the student.
Okay, that is all good information. Anything else you'd like to add about the program or your experience as the homestay coordinator?
I would say that everyone that might be interested in that, go ahead, jump in. We can put you in contact with a former family that could share their experience and answer all their questions or perhaps fears about this project. But I can assure you that it is a wonderful experience for host family.
It sounds like a wonderful experience. Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Marie Michelle Doresh. She is the coordinator for the Homestay International Student Program for the Eastern Township School Board. Thanks very much and all the best on the project.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Pen and paper, write our names out everywhere. See you later, if you say so, I don't care. An apparition on the other side of the table, did I imagine you there?
Heard a song by Alyssa Kara, and the song is called Get to You. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to talk about the psychological benefits of traveling for youth. Studies show that traveling, whether it's a family vacation, a school trip, or an international exchange, can boost confidence, independence, and overall well-being. When young people step out of their familiar surroundings, they develop adaptability and problem-solving skills, which help build resilience. Travel also encourages cultural awareness and open-mindedness. Experiencing new places, languages, and traditions broadens perspectives and fosters empathy, making young travelers more accepting of different ways of life. Psychologists note that travel can reduce stress and anxiety in youth by offering a break from daily routines and school pressures. Being in a new environment surrounded by fresh experiences can enhance creativity, boost mood, and even improve social skills as young travelers navigate new interactions. Even short trips can have a lasting impact. Exploring a new city, spending time in nature, or engaging in educational travel can lead to personal growth and a sense of adventure that lasts a lifetime. And that's our health news here on the Townships at 12 for today.
I thought that I had known the pain, but not like the one he showed me, not like the one he showed me. I wish that things had stayed the same, but not with the way it's going, not with the way it's going. Played it back 100 times. I've told myself 1,000 lies, but still inside it you are fine. I don't know how to change it. That memory burned into my head. I prayed for better things instead. I really wish you weren't dead, but I'll just carry on with the show. Don't you know I'm a father?
Heard a song from Canadian music artist Sebastian Gaskin, and the song is called Shadows. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Adam Labrie, drama teacher and director of the play Willy Wonka Jr., happening at Centennial Theatre on the campus of Bishop's University on April 12th and 13th. Just go to Centennial Theatre's website and get your tickets. And in the second part of today's show, Marie-Michelle Doré, the coordinator for the Homestay Student Exchange Program for the Eastern Township School Board. If you're interested in being a host family, check out the Eastern Township School Board's website. All the information is there. Thanks for listening, everybody, and it was so good to see a few of our listeners at our AGM last Friday. We will close today's show with another song by Canadian artist Jesse Reyes, and the song is called Jeans featuring Miguel.
You pair of jeans, baby. Fill me up better than a feast, baby. Don't think I could ever let you leave, baby. Yeah. You fit like your mama made you just for me, baby. Stroke making me forget to breathe, baby. That face looking like a sea, baby. About a month, but my body been on this is baby daddy, baby. Cause I might let you do it, I might let you shoot it. Cause she needs some milk, she needs some real, real bad.
Real what?
Real bad.
Real bad.
My ego get built up, cause I could get you bricked up. Like I'm building a crib up with no effort. We could play house, no pressure. Call me mama, I call you papa. We could pop off, we could pause if you need it. I get conceited when you say that she the best. Say it again.
She the best.
Say it again.
She the best.
Say it again.
She the best.
Take me to bed. Cause you fit better than a pair of jeans, baby. Fill me up better than a feast, baby. Don't think I could ever let you leave, baby. Your mama made you just for me, baby. A stroke making me forget to breathe, baby. And that face looking like a sea.
See that when you say that I'm the best. Say it again.